This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. Happy Friday to you. Lucky you. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding it down this evening, Chris Persianen, up in New York City. We got a lot to get into, as we always do. We got NFL players who want to leave. NFL players who want to stay, NFL players who want to get cut. We got media people beefing against each other. We got LeBron James beefing with Stephen A. Smith, and Myles Garrett still wants to leave. He may not play. He wants to leave so bad. Kirk Cousins made it clear he wants to leave the Atlanta Falcons. They may not let him leave. Draymond Green. Hey, it's Friday. Turn the music up just a little bit, Chris. Just a little bit. There we go. Draymond Green. This guy proves again how much of a jerk he is. No more microphones for this guy. The New York Giants aren't afraid of Aaron Rodgers. Minnesota Vikings not afraid of bringing Sam Darnold back. North Carolina didn't necessarily want Bill Belichick as their first choice. Nebraska is going a silly route for its spring football. And, of course, we're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then later on in the show, we're going to talk Tennessee Titans. Yeah, they got rid of one of their best defenders today. They also have the number one overall pick. We're going to have a chat with Joe Rexroad from The Athletic. He's going to come through and join us in a few hours. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call up? You can. It's Friday. We'll see if we do the Friday funny later. We'll see. But you can call me up anytime. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I hope you've had a tremendous week. I hope you had a good day. I hope you're having a good Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. And so whether you're going out for a night or afternoon on the town, you left work, you hanging out on the weekend, I don't know what you are doing. But thank you for being here. You can also find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I am at JR Sport Brief all over social media. You follow me on X, then you will have already known a couple of the things that we will discuss because I've tweeted it out. It's real simple. Chris Persianen, how are you on this Friday? Good?
Yeah, man, doing great. Like I said yesterday, always great when I'm here working with you, JR. You make it lots of fun. But other than that, it's also Friday. I mean, it's the precursor to the weekend. What's better than this?
It's good stuff, right? Only thing missing is football on Sunday. Well, I don't know. Football tomorrow. Well, it's college. It's college basketball all over the place. So plenty of things to go ahead and get into. But we got some time for the conference tournaments before they get started on the college basketball side. The NFL and I guess LeBron James yelling at Stephen A. Smith has basically dominated the news cycle for today. Pretty wild to wake up this morning and see LeBron James verbally harassing Stephen A. Smith. But we'll get to that maybe next hour. I want to talk about a tale of two players. I want to talk about just two individuals who want off of their current NFL teams. But the teams are saying no. On one hand, we have Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. This guy wants to go. And then on the other hand, we have Kirk Cousins from the Atlanta Falcons. This man also wants to go. Now, here's the difference, and it's absolutely hilarious. It was reported about 40 minutes ago that Kirk Cousins had a meeting with Arthur Blank and the Falcons brass, and Kirk Cousins pretty much said, please, free me. Let me go. I know last year I signed a contract. I know you gave me $180 million guaranteed, but then you benched me. And yeah, sure, I lied about being hurt, but I want to leave. Why? I mean, pretty much, you benched me. You benched me. And then before benching me, you actually selected a quarterback just a few weeks after you gave me a contract. So I won out. At least Kirk Cousins got a meeting. Reportedly, the Atlanta Falcons said, we are going to do what's best for us. And I guess if you're Kirk Cousins, what do? You grin and bear it, right? You shut up. You sit on it. You collect your money. You play good soldier, even though it's still early in the process. Somebody would have to, I guess, bowl the Falcons over to make a trade. But ultimately, do you want a guy who doesn't want to be there? Is Kirk Cousins that great of a guy that he's just going to show up to work and everybody, hey, that guy doesn't want to be here? So I don't know if he's going to be on the team by the time September rolls around. Or forget September, maybe even the summer. But for the time being, the Atlanta Falcons reportedly told him, no, we're not moving you. This is according to Albert Breer. Kirk Cousins asked for and got a meeting with Arthur Blank. They met on Wednesday. The quarterback wants to go somewhere where he can start. The Falcons said, we are going to do what's best for us. Okay. That means we got to see what somebody's going to give up for you. Well, at least Kirk Cousins got a meeting. Because there's a player much better than Kirk Cousins. There's a guy in his prime. He doesn't throw the football, but he goes ahead and tries to knock the hell out of the guy who does throw it. He is going to the Hall of Fame. That guy's name is Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. Just like Kirk Cousins, he wants out. Myles Garrett wants to leave. We got the whole trade request the week of the Super Bowl. But here's the deal for Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett has said he wants to leave. The GM, Andrew Berry, says we ain't letting him go. And Myles Garrett has taken a step further. Myles Garrett, we got a report that he is willing to sit out if they don't let him move. He's willing to give up money, have his pay docked, and have the Browns suffer. If he doesn't get what he wants out. And apparently, he means business. Like Kirk Cousins, Myles Garrett asked for a meeting with the Haslams. He wanted to meet with ownership to let them know how unhappy he is and was with this current situation. Unlike Kirk Cousins, Myles Garrett was told, no, you might be the most important player. You might be the best player on the team. You might want to leave. You might want to meet with the owner, but the answer is no. Damn, can you imagine that, right? Like, you're the best guy on the team. He's paying you all of this money, and you can't have a conversation. He told him no. Now, Myles Garrett has a whole hell of a lot more invested into the Cleveland Browns than Kirk Cousins does with the Falcons, but Kirk Cousins could get a meeting. Myles Garrett can't get a meeting. The guy that you drafted number one overall in 2017, the guy that Andrew Berry, the GM, said, yeah, we want this guy on the team. We want him to go from Cleveland to Canton. He wants him to go to the Hall of Fame in a Browns uniform. How amazing. This sounds amazing, right? It's the Browns. They told him no. And I could think of a million reasons why Haslam would want to say no. He'd invite, you know, Deshaun Watson over to his house so they can have dinner and share stories. But Myles Garrett, you don't want to talk to the guy. And there is a reasonable explanation. I want you to listen to this explanation, because Mike Garafolo was on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network, and he pretty much explained why Haslam said, I don't want to talk to you. I don't care who you are.
Garrett reached out to Jimmy Haslam, requested an owner, requested a meeting with the owner, according to Tom Pelissero's sources, and Haslam said no. Now, my understanding is the reason that Haslam said no here is we know what the issues are. We know about the communication between your agent and Andrew Berry, our general manager, and our organization, the communication both sides. You need to go to Andrew Berry on this. And he has, Haslam does, full trust in Berry to handle this situation and basically redirected Garrett and his agent to Berry in this situation, saying, you're not going to go around the general manager and come to me to get this thing done.
Ooh. And that's reasonable, right? You're just going to come to me and, oh, I want to leave and explain why I want to leave. And, oh, my goodness, I need to leave. And, oh, I feel so sad. Will you let me leave? And he just goes, all right, man, leave. Myles Garrett wants to play the team. He wants to play the organization. He wants to, you know, come in as a big man. All 6'4", 6'5", 280 pounds of the guy. He wants to come through and play the world's largest violin. He wants to play both sides of the fence. He wants to talk to Berry. Oh, I didn't get what I want. This is like trying to talk to your mother, and your mother goes, go talk to your dad. He's trying to play both parents. But daddy said no. The guy who's writing the check said no. Dad, he said, figure it out. And we heard from the general manager. I don't want to call Andrew Berry mommy. But we already heard what he had to say at the NFL Combine. He was chatting it up with ESPN. And it was a very specific question about his desire to leave and whether or not the Browns are changing their mind. And this is what Andrew Berry had to say.
You know, honestly, Kimberly, you know, again, for us, you know, Miles is under contract. We love him. He's a good player. So for us, it's really as simple as that. You know, we don't envision a scenario where he's no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns. He's, you know, he's a franchise player for us. So we're going to keep him in Cleveland.
Unmovable.
Unmovable.
Unmovable. Unmovable. I feel like I was at the end of a movie, something like that. Unmovable. Unmovable. Look, Myles Garrett is not going to be on the Cleveland Browns. That's it. I don't care. I don't care if Haslam doesn't want to talk to him. I don't care if Andrew Berry says he's unmovable. I don't care if somebody's coming. Is he unmovable? Unmovable. I don't care. He's going to be gone. That guy, he seems like the type of dude to not, you know, make a huff. This is what I appreciate. He wants out. There's none of this social media garbage and nonsense like last year that we got from Brandon Ayuk. There's no veiled and vague tweets. There's no, you know, open flirtation with other players across the league on social media. There's no, you know, oh, that's cap. We don't need that. The man is just, he's being very straightforward. I appreciate what Myles Garrett is doing. The guy put out a statement, said, I don't want to be here. I want to compete for championships. I don't want to be a part of this. I want to leave. There's nothing vague about what he said. I appreciate that. We got too many dudes, and this is all business. These players are entitled to do what they want to do. You know, regardless of how they want to do it. As much as Jimmy Butler looked like a jerk and was a jerk for how he decided to exit out of Miami, he's in Golden State. He got himself $121 million. And he acted like a jerk while he did it. Okay? His prerogative. How Myles Garrett is doing, I'm cool with it. Now, Myles Garrett has to accept some responsibility here, too. It was reported a few years ago that Myles Garrett, well, he wanted an upgrade at quarterback that wasn't Baker Mayfield. We see what Baker Mayfield is doing. There was a point in time where Myles Garrett, it seemed like he was in support, at least. I don't know about not supporting what he was doing off the field, but there was a point that Myles Garrett seemingly supported bringing in Deshaun Watson. Yeah, Deshaun Watson, 24 plus cases of sexual assault at massage places. Yeah, him. How did that work out? Oh, yeah, they just had to reconstruct his whole body. Yeah, yeah. And so Myles Garrett, I mean, he's not kind of scot-free in a situation. You sit at the top of the totem pole as one of the most influential players. You have utilized that influence. Now you want to leave? Now I really understand why Myles Garrett said he had a conversation with LeBron James about exiting Cleveland. If you go by LeBron, it's not that difficult. But I really believe that Myles Garrett is going to move on. We may go into the summertime. He might still be on the team, but not around. I wholeheartedly believe that this dude is done in Cleveland. He doesn't seem like he's blowing smoke up anybody's backside. There are no vague threats. I think that this man would miss training camp and take the fines. I think that this man would miss regular season time and leave the checks on the table. He doesn't take me as the type of guy who lives check to check. The Cleveland Browns, they got the number 2 overall pick. What they are not going to have is Myles Garrett. And what they don't want is to have this guy as a dead asset on the team that is not getting paid, that still eats at their cap without a productive player or some type of player or a draft pick or future asset in return. This is terrible news on a Friday. It really is. Well, for Myles Garrett. Imagine being at work, wanting a raise, wanting to just talk to the boss, talk to the person in charge, and being told, no. That would absolutely ruin a Friday. Myles Garrett is paid, though. I think he's okay. You know, he's kind of ticked off that he couldn't talk to Haslam. And then you got Kirk Cousins. He wanted to talk to the boss. He wanted to talk to the owner. And he did. And they told him, we're going to keep you here. At least he got that final courtesy, right? Ugh. Myles Garrett is probably pushing weight somewhere right now, or having a good meal, or hanging out on vacation, or not working. Well, that much I know he's not doing. Let's see how this ends up. I know he ain't going to play for the Browns again. I'd bet on that one. Talking to the boss or not. So the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have oh so much to get into. I told you later on in the show, yeah, the Browns are going to select number 2 in the draft. Joe Rexroad is going to join us. Formerly the Tennessean, now at the Athletic. We're going to talk to him about what the Tennessee Titans can do with that number 1 pick. He'll come through in a few hours. Next hour, we'll talk about this beef between LeBron James and Stephen A. Smith. It's not about basketball, it's about family. Apparently, the Raiders want DK Metcalf. Well, of course they would. Why the hell would they not? Vladimir Guerrero Jr. says, I'm not greedy. And then, you know, speaking of wanting out, this is kind of nuts. Myles Garrett wants out. Kirk Cousins wants out. Mark Cuban has finally spoken about Luka Doncic and his exit. Luka apparently didn't want out. And Mark is finally speaking up about what this new ownership group has done. You want to talk about beef with an owner? Mark Cuban might have a beef with the Dumonts. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We are just getting warmed up. When we come back on the other side, we will hear from Mark Cuban, who has finally broken his silence. Happy Friday to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, a tale of two players. Myles Garrett wants to meet with the Browns. He wants out. The owner said, no. Talk to the GM. Kirk Cousins wants out from the Falcons. They said, yeah, let's sit down and talk. And then they said, we're going to do what's best for us. At least he got a meeting. The Falcons are done. My apologies to the Falcons locally who are listening to me. Hopefully they don't email me. But they do some wacky things. Look at what they did last year. It was already wacky. They decided to give Kirk Cousins all of this money, $180 million guaranteed. And then they looked at Michael Penix at Washington and said, we want him. They took him at 8. Now, that's wacky. And so it wouldn't shock me if this was the most. See, convention would tell you Kirk Cousins is not going to be on the team. Convention would tell you that Kirk Cousins would be traded. He'd be moved. That would make sense. But if you look at what the Falcons have done over the past year, it doesn't necessarily make sense. Falcons may hold on to this guy. It'd be a very Falcons thing to do. I don't know. Maybe the Falcons would be like, oh, there'll be another team. The quarterback gets hurt in July or August, and then so we move Kirk Cousins at that point. Weird logic. But anyway, nothing can be weirder than what we've seen in the NBA. Nothing is weirder than what took place, I guess, now at this point, about a month ago, the beginning of February, when Luka Doncic was traded from the Dallas Mavericks on a Saturday night to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, that Bucks convention, you want to talk about somebody doing something dumber than the Falcons? All you got to do is look down in Dallas, Texas. You could point at Jerry, but it's the other guy, Dumont, the owner, and Nico Harrison, the general manager. You can look at them. They did something stupid. And it's not a reach. Matter of fact, that's common sense to know and to understand that Mark Cuban would never do such a thing. Like, as crazy and wild as Mark Cuban was, all those fines, millions of dollars of fines he collected criticizing officials, and he was first class about the players. Dallas Mavericks organization with the best food. They were the opposite of the Cincinnati Bengals. If you told Mark Cuban, hey, the players got to buy their own Gatorade, Mark Cuban would look at you and go, who does that? The Bengals? They're stupid. They got the best food. They got the best plane. They got the best facilities. And I guess the way this new ownership group is going, the Dallas Mavericks are going to be practicing outside sooner than later. Anthony Davis won't last a day. Mark Cuban has finally broken his silence because not too long after the trade, the first home game since the trade, Mark Cuban was defending the ownership group. There was a fan sitting in the stadium who's yelling, and Mark Cuban yelled at the guy to sit down and shut up. And then he apologized and gave the guy tickets. And that's pretty much all we got. Nothing out of Mark Cuban. Until yesterday. Mark Cuban sat down with the WFAA TV in Dallas. And Mark Cuban finally broke his silence about what took place. And let's be real. He didn't say anything that was all that surprising. I was a little bit surprised that he was so forthright. Let's listen to this. Mark Cuban was pretty much asked what took place, if he knew what took place, if he approved of what took place. Listen to this.
Is your son upset about the trade?
Yeah, I mean.
Were you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And I've said this before, if the Mavs are going to trade Luka, that's one thing. Just get a better deal. You know, no disrespect to Anthony Davis, but, you know, get three. If I still firmly believe if we had gotten 4 unprotected number ones and Anthony Davis and Max Christie, this would be a different conversation.
Would you ever have traded Luka Doncic?
I'm not going to go there. It's not.
Is your son upset?
We know what the answer is. Mark Cuban didn't have to go ahead and answer. He's like, I'm not answering that one. Would I have done it? I mean, he's saying enough by saying enough. We know what the answer is. Hell no, I wouldn't have traded him. I mean, did you see Mark? Mark Cuban was there with Dirk. Dirk Nowitzki came into the NBA and he's getting punked all over the damn place. Mark Cuban held on to this guy. He's one of the top scorers that the NBA has ever seen. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a legend. Luka Doncic came into the NBA like a man on fire. Because he drinks too much beer and has too much hookah, Mark Cuban would have given him the boot? No, he wouldn't have. Dallas Mavericks, I can't overemphasize how dumb they are. Mark Cuban was also asked about the fans, the Mavs fans and sports fans. Listen to what Cuban had to say.
I mean, you're going to make mistakes. And, you know, I think the biggest challenge that the Mavs have right now is there's nobody who's really outgoing to communicate. And it's not so much what you do, it's how you communicate why you do what you do. What makes sports different than every other industry, you know, Google has, Texas Instruments has a record quarter. Nobody throws a parade. And when you win, if fans are passionate enough to show up in 100-degree weather and line the streets, then you've got to expect when things don't go the way they want, they're going to be just as passionate and respond.
There you go. Now Mark Cuban is, he's throwing shots now. That's a direct shot. Now, I'm sure the relationship between him and Dumont is not going to be the same. I wouldn't be surprised if they got a message or an email went back and forth. I have an idea on where this is going. Because the Dallas Mavericks have done a poor job. And that's me putting it nicely. The Mavericks have done a poor job in communicating this garbage that they put out. But you know what? If I'm going to serve you a crap sandwich, there is no good sales job for it. All I can do is put it on the floor or throw it in your face. And the Dallas Mavericks have done both. They've made one of the worst decisions that we have ever seen in the world of sports. And I'm not going to beat a dead horse. Pardon the pun. Get it? Mavericks horse. I'm not going to do that. But I said this last week. This is literally one of the worst trades that we have ever seen in the history of sports. This is one of the worst transactions that have ever taken place. And I got to go back to 1920 and look at Babe Ruth. Like, that's what I got to say. I'm not saying that Luka Doncic is, you know, and going to end up the best basketball player, one of the top two, three, or four that's ever lived. But when it comes to dumb decisions, the Dallas Mavericks have cemented themselves in the Hall of Fame, the upper room. And Mark Cuban has finally come out and he's thrown a shot. Mark Cuban has called them dumb without calling them stupid. And if this is what he is saying publicly, I can only imagine what Mark Cuban is saying privately. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I wish somebody had asked Mark Cuban. I know he doesn't do NFL. Ask him about Jerry Jones. I'd love to hear his thoughts on that guy. Jerry is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my phone call. How you doing?
Very well. What's up?
Good. Yeah, I'm a lifelong Laker fan, man. I embrace the trade. I'm sorry for the Mavs and their fan base there, but yes. It's definitely elevated the Lakers into a championship-level team. I mean, what, you know, Luka's done, you know, LeBron doesn't have to do too much. Both players having triple-doubles, two games in a row, that's outstanding. So, yeah, I can attest what the Mavericks are going through. But, yeah, I wish, you know, the Mavericks would have made a better deal, you know, if they were going to get rid of Luka like that and then get, like, Mark Cuban said, get at least maybe three first-round draft picks. But, yeah, but no, like said, Cuban said no disrespect to AD, but, you know, AD, you know, can't stay healthy. But, you know, the Mavs should have made a better deal than what they did if they were going to trade Luka.
Absolutely, Jerry, and thank you for calling from South Carolina. We know the best attribute that you can have in any regard is availability. It's the ability to at least show up and do your job. That's it. Can you show up on time and at least put in an effort? And if you can't show up and do your job, then what good are you? I mean, I get it. This is a different world. This is entertainment. This is basketball. This is a league. They're on guaranteed contracts. They're not on, you know, showing up and punching a clock. Man, them checks are going to cash whether Anthony Davis is in the rehab room, on the bench, on the beach, on the court. He just can't stay healthy, which makes this deal just terrible. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of deals and trades and contracts, we learned a couple of days ago that DK Metcalf, he wants out of Seattle. And apparently his old coach wouldn't mind being reunited with him. That sounds like a good trade now, doesn't it? We're going to talk about a potential destination for DK Metcalf. And then how about this? There's a wide receiver who isn't wanted in Los Angeles. His name is Cooper Kupp. They got some odds out on where he might end up. Blonde hair connection. If you haven't figured it out, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about Myles Garrett, rejected by Browns ownership from even having a conversation. We talked about Kirk Cousins, embraced by the Falcons ownership. They had a conversation. They said, nah, we're not moving you. We're going to do what's best for us. I guess that's a little different than we're not moving you, but for now, he's still a Falcon. We just heard from Mark Cuban in the last break. Mark Cuban finally spoke out about what took place in moving Luka Doncic, told us what anybody with a brain would say. Yeah, I didn't like it. They should have got back more. And I'm sure he might be a persona non grata when it comes to the current ownership group of the Dallas Mavericks. Mark, why are you speaking out? You're supposed to be on our side. I'm sure that's what's going on. Anyway, there's a lot of beef going on. Oh, I didn't forget about Stephen A. Smith and LeBron James. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. But before we do that, we got to slip in something that's positive, right? We got to talk about something that's nice and heartwarming. And when it comes down to NFL head coaches, is there anybody more heartwarming than Pete Carroll? The 73-year-old head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. This man had to sit out last year. He got the boot from Seattle. They said, man, you too old. It's time for us to go in a different direction. They fired him, even though he didn't want to leave. And they gave the job to Mike McDonald. Good for him. He went 10-7 his first year. But in that first year, someone who didn't have the best of years was DK Metcalf. As Geno Smith started to get the ball over the Jackson, Smith, and Jigba a little bit more than DK Metcalf. We know DK Metcalf is built like a train. He's built like a truck. He's a freak. We knew this from the first day that we ever saw him on a football field. I said, that guy is a wide receiver? What the hell is that? Not an ounce of fat on his body. The guy is a freak. He was picked number 64 overall in 2019 out of Ole Miss. He used to play with A.J. Brown out there. Why was a guy like him, who's been a multiple-time Pro Bowler, who's built like a Greek god, why was he selected number 64? People didn't think he was going to make it to the league. They didn't think he was going to be healthy. That's what it is. He had a neck fracture in 2018, and you screw up your neck, people are going to be worried. Understandably so. But have you seen this guy's neck? Are there bones that guy has a neck? Shout-outs to my guy, Taquio Spikes. That guy got a big old neck. I don't know how you're breaking something that can't move. But anyway, outside of that, he fell in the draft. And it was John Schneider and Pete Carroll who decided to select DK Metcalf and bring him to the Pacific Northwest. Even before he was drafted, there was this viral video that just went all over the place when the Seahawks interviewed him for the first time. If you look like him, you walk around with your shirt off all the time. I'm talking about DK Metcalf. I'd be outside just, I was going to say butt-ass naked, but I'd be in prison. I'd be walking around without a shirt on, too, if I look like him. And so he was walking around a combine without a shirt. He was taking his meetings. He wanted everybody to see his 20-pack abs. Good for him. And so he walked into the Seattle Seahawks meeting room, and he met with Pete Carroll and crew. Pete Carroll was so impressed and so unbothered. Pete Carroll said, damn it, I gotta take my shirt off, too. They had a bonding session over this. Listen, they caught it on camera. Of course they did. This is back in 2019. Yeah, Pete Carroll is like, man, he don't wear a shirt. I don't wear a shirt. Nobody wears a shirt. Come on. Match made in heaven. And so after DK Metcalf had a down year with Mike McDonald, only 992 yards receiving to go along with 5 touchdowns, he said he wants to leave. Now, the Seahawks reportedly are mad that he said, I want to leave the same day that they let go of TJ Lockett, a legend. And wouldn't it make sense for DK Metcalf to reunite with Pete Carroll now that he's coaching the Raiders? It would make sense. They love each other. I mean, when he was let go, I'm talking about Pete Carroll, DK Metcalf put out an entire message and quote. He said, I love Pete Carroll. He's the one. He's the reason that I'm standing right here in front of y'all along with John Schneider. He was a great coach for me. Can't dismiss what he did for me and this organization before I got here and when I got here. He's a great coach, a Hall of Fame caliber coach, in my opinion. But it's just sad to see somebody lose their job like that. Now, it would make sense to see him in the silver and black. It sure would. It would. You got Jacoby Myers out there already. You got Brock Bowers out there already. Now, what the Raiders don't have is a quarterback, but they're going to figure that out. But I'll tell you this much. DK Metcalf is just going to have to go where the money is. That's it. He might love Pete Carroll. He might appreciate Pete Carroll for sticking up for him and getting him drafted. He might love all of that. But he has to follow the money first. And so I don't know what big name team is going to decide to swing for the fences and bring him on. But it would make all the sense in the world if DK Metcalf either A, went to the Raiders or went to another team in the AFC West. And that would happen to be the Chargers, who I told you yesterday I'm sick and tired of thinking about the fact that they're in Los Angeles. DK Metcalf is going to get what he wants. He's going to get paid first. And as much as he loves Pete Carroll, Pete Carroll will have to wait. I don't know if taking off his shirt will make a difference for him, but I think DK Metcalf is looking for the money first. And speaking of L.A., now that I think about it, both teams don't deserve to be out there. Well, not deserve. It's all a business. The other team in Los Angeles, the Rams, the one that came from St. Louis and then was in Los Angeles, well, I can go back and forth. Anyway. We know they don't want Cooper Kupp. They came to a new contract agreement with Matthew Stafford. We don't know how much it is. I assume it's somewhere between, I guess, 40-ish million dollars a year. And Cooper Kupp is just going to have to take a hike. We've heard from Sean McVay already that they want to get him the hell up on out of there. And Cooper Kupp basically announced it himself. We just don't know where. Well, we have some new odds that have come out. And it appears that the Jaguars are now the betting favorite to bring in Cooper Kupp. Oh, my goodness. Followed by the Broncos. That makes sense. I don't know if I want that guy playing out in the cold with all of those leg injuries. The Chargers. He wouldn't have to move too far now, would he? The Patriots. I don't want him in the cold. The Lions. Yes, makes sense having him inside, but they have a lot of catching options already, and the Dallas Cowboys, which I don't see happening. Cooper Kupp on the Dallas Cowboys might as well be just go ahead and retire, man. Go ahead and retire. Now, we have no idea what the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to do this upcoming year. And let's also be honest. Cooper Kupp has maxed out. Unless he ends up on a legitimate contender where all he has to do is show up. Nobody is going to make him the number one option. He's not going to be the number one wide receiver. We've seen the best of him. Cooper Kupp went to a Super Bowl. I wouldn't have given him the MVP. But he won it. I would have given it to the guy who retired. He's long gone from Pittsburgh. I've given it to Aaron Donald. We've seen the best of Cooper Kupp. Joining Liam Cohen, the Jacksonville Jaguars, that dysfunctional organization that gets robbed by its own employees in the accounting department. Cooper Kupp, he can do better if he could find someplace else. Don't do that. New England Patriots, yes. I just don't think his body is going to work out in cold weather. I'm sorry to say that. He needs to play on turf, inside, on the West Coast somewhere. Good luck to Cooper Kupp. Odds makers saying that he is most likely to end up with the Jags. And that's their new coach, Liam Cohen. Not a good thing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of not good things, last night the Lakers beat the Knicks in overtime. Jalen Brunson went down, LeBron and Luka lit it up. But then, you know, we got a viral video after the game of LeBron going after Stephen A. Smith. It's been the big news all day. We'll talk about it on the other side. Stephen A. Smith finally found a reason to shut up. We'll talk about it. Don't move.